Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Hello, right, we are now doing episode 186 of the club. I'm pre-recording this because I've got parents' evening tonight, and the message today is the importance of compartmentalizing things, i.e. doing one thing at a time, doing one bit at a time, and in doing so, making sure you look at different aspects of your practice and different aspects of what patients see about their about your practice. Just recently, just because it popped up, we put a pop-up on our website to get people to request a price, and it's done really well. And I was just thinking that happened kind of fortuitously, that I saw that this thing was available and started to use it. But what we need to do is we need to be a bit more mindful about these things and looking at different aspects and work on those different aspects. So one aspect would be looking at your website, looking at the information people get on the website, and looking how you can get more leads on your website. And if I'd done that, I'd maybe thought about putting a pop-up on. Similarly, you look at the information people get once they've been on your website, which is your follow-up sequences. Similarly, you look at your social media. This the next mastermind meeting, we're going to be focusing on YouTube, just specifically YouTube, how we can maximize our YouTube channels, because YouTube is a fantastic evergreen asset as opposed to other social media channels, which are kind of like rivers that flow. So you put something on Twitter or X or whatever, or Facebook or Instagram, and it's kind of gone. Whereas YouTube, you get people coming back to your content for years later, because it's a search engine, it's the number two search engine. So it's really useful putting things on YouTube, but again, we've got to be mindful of how we're putting things on YouTube and making sure we put tags on it, making sure we've got the descriptions written well, looking at what things working, what things are not working, and monitoring the process, looking at how many likes certain videos are going to get and how we can make videos which are more attractive and appealing to people. And also make sure those videos turn into leads. So whether that means taking people to our website where we've got our lead generation, or lead generation straight from the video, if we can put a link in the description to a lead capture form. But it's about having an idea, and another time we'll look at Instagram, another time we'll look at Facebook, or whatever it is, whatever social media you're using. But it's about compartmentalizing things and not being like I was, which was just picking up on things ad hoc when they happen to drift through your transom, but having a focused strategy of how you're going to engage, how you're going to produce content, how you're going to make distribute that content, and how you're going to make that content transfer into leads, which will then transfer into patients in your clinic, which will then transfer into procedures done, which will then transfer into revenue, which is what this is all about, which is business. It's growing the business, how we grow our business. But it's about compartmentalizing things and doing one thing at a time. So as I say, one of the good things about the mastermind is that, you know, it will be focused. We're going to do YouTube next quarter. But, you know, whether that be your website, or whether that be your social media, or whether that be your follow-up processes, you choose. But just focus on one area and look at maximizing that area, and then monitor the results of that to see if it's had an effect and see what things have an effect, because you'll be surprised. I didn't think a pop-up would be that successful, I'll be honest with you. I find them really annoying, and I don't think I ever fill them in. I always click them and they get in the way and I don't like them. But then, you know, the point is, you are not your target audience. It doesn't matter what you think about them in a way. Give it a go. If it's reasonable, give it a go. If someone, like I'm saying, it works well, give it a go. If it doesn't work well, take it off. They're easy to take off, but it might work really well, and it certainly has worked really well for us. So compartmentalizing your efforts is the message of today. Think of a specific area you can work on, and work on that area, and then monitor the results. So get a baseline number of leads you're getting, or based on the number of YouTube views you're getting, YouTube subscribers you got, whatever. Just make a note of it, and then do stuff to try and improve that, and then see how that works. And if things work, do more of it. If they don't, then do less of it. But compartmentalizing your efforts and looking at what patients see. I have to keep on saying it because I have to keep on thinking myself. And sometimes I look on my website and think, hold on a minute, there's nothing about the See and Treat Clinic on there. You know, it's a big thing for me, the See and Treat Clinic, but there's not really, crikey, I've got to make it more obvious because, you know, look at what patients see, compartmentalize your efforts and work on those things that are important at the moment. Hope that's been helpful. I better get on to Parents Evening. I'll catch up with you.